I'd like to share now some of the main ideas from the World Peace Diet. These ideas have been coming to me over the last 15 or 20 years of thinking about food, about the power of food, about our relationship to animals and the ways we use them for food and other products when we don't actually need to do this in any way, about how we could be more healthy without killing them, and about the reverberations of the violence against animals play out in our daily lives as disease and as things that we see a lot of lately, like terrorism, environmental devastation, and most of the human problems that we face and that we actually create ourselves. My thesis is that the driving cause, the driving force behind most of the problems we have is the mentality of domination and exclusion and disconnectedness that is required by our meals. The mentality that is required by our meals is one of disconnecting from the animals we're eating and exploiting them and denying that we're harming them and treating our abuse of them as a matter of no consequence. When we do this, we create in ourselves a deep split where we view some beings as special, that's us, and some beings as inconsequential, that's animals. The thing is, when we have this kind of exclusionary might makes right mindset, it automatically begins to spread, and we see that we're special and maybe other people of another ethnicity, creed, lifestyle, or who are from another country are not as special as we are. It's a small step from disconnecting from the suffering we cause animals we see as food or property, to disconnecting from the suffering we cause people we see as outsiders, or as expendable, or as poor, or weak, or dangerous, or different from us. The mentality of exploitation, domination, and exclusion that comes from our meals, from our attitude toward these sensitive beings that we call animals, definitely affects and poisons our relationships with other people. This is especially true because we don't eat animal foods just once a year or once a month, but virtually every day, relentlessly. And this forces us into a mental state of chronic disconnectedness and denial in terms of what we are doing to the animals that we are using and killing for food. One of the things I did along the way was to get a master's degree and then a PhD in philosophy and to teach college for 6 years. During that whole time of research and intellectual exploration and teaching and reading and studying hundreds, if not thousands, of authors and books in the fields of philosophy, sociology, anthropology, psychology, science, education, and religion, never once did I read anyone, any author, who ever even slightly talked about these things that I'm talking about now, that the reason we have the problems we have in the world could be because of our violence against animals for food. It still is, I think, almost completely unheard of that anyone would bring that up. Yet what is more central to our lives than our daily meals? What conditions our consciousness more than these meals? It is our biggest taboo subject because we feel so badly about it. Everyone is eating, from the Pope and the President down to the people who just spend all their time trying to scrape together enough food to survive another day. Food is our most fundamental connection with nature. From a cultural point of view, it's the primary way that our parents and our culture indoctrinate us into our culture. There's nothing wrong with indoctrination. It's unavoidable. We're all born into a culture somewhere, in some country, at some point in time. And after we land, for example, here in North America, we're like little sponges as infants and children. We just soak up all the language and all of the attitudes and all of the mores and morals and so forth of our culture. We soak it up and we internalize it. Their food and language and outlook becomes my food and my language and my outlook. A big part of this indoctrination is about our relationship to nature, and this is founded on our relationship to animals and to food.